Hello and welcome to English Podcasts with Chris and Sue. For more information, visit english-podcasts.com.
Hi, Sue.
Hi there, Chris. So today I need a bit of advice from you.
Oh.
Yes, are you ready for this? I'm trying to sell something on the internet and I don't know what to do. And I know that you are a bit of an expert on this. You're always buying and selling stuff on, not eBay, but the French equivalent. And I'm a bit nervous about it.
Okay, what are you nervous about?
Well, I'm nervous about getting people who I don't want to speak to. Or let's say I'm nervous about getting time wasters.
Okay.
So, you know, do you get lots of people answering your advert?
I think it depends what you sell. I know that in the past I've sold cars, I've sold a caravan, I've sold all sorts of things on this site you're talking about, this French site, which is quite a good site. It's all free. You can put a description of what you're selling. You can put three photos for free, all of this for free. You don't have your address on there. You can choose to show or not show your telephone number.
Oh,
so
okay.
You can either get messages by email, or you can leave your phone number. Now, what I find with bigger objects is, in fact, some people don't know what to do with their weekends, and they like to go and visit cars, and they like to visit caravans, and or whatever you're selling, something big.
So these are time wasters, then? Really?
These are really time wasters. They're basically people that don't know what to do with the weekend, and they go around visiting. But after a while, you get the experience, and you know, and so you spend a lot less time. I'll give you an example.
Okay.
I was selling my Volkswagen Kombi, and a guy phoned me up, very interested, for his mother. Obviously, I didn't know how old his mother was. And I said, okay, come and see it, etc. His mother was about 85 years old,
okay.
And she couldn't even get into the Kombi.
Yeah.
And you quickly realise that, you know, you've got to sort of politely end the conversation quickly and get on with
okay.
it. If you're selling small items, it's generally, so they go very quickly.
Mm.
You know?
So my question would be, let's imagine I sold something big, quite a lot of money. I mean, selling a Kombi, that's a lot of money.
I sold it in the end to somebody who came from Brittany, which is about, I don't know, 600 kilometres away, something like that. And they bought it on the photos and the description and also a quick phone call.
Wow. But how can you be sure they're going to pay you?
Ah, well, with this site that you're talking about, they have a secure payment. So if someone sees the item that they want, they can reserve the payment. So that, I think, will then unpublish your advertisement so you don't get lots of other people. When they come to see your article, if they want to buy it, then they sort of action this payment and it's automatically put into your bank account because you've put your bank account details.
Right, so it comes into your bank account before they walk away with the item?
Yeah. It's there in your bank account. You can check that. And obviously, if you don't get it, you don't give them the stuff.
Right.
In terms of the bigger stuff, you can choose, because you can choose to use this, yes or no. But my Kombi, for example, I sold with a banker's check.
And that's secure?
Banker's check is secure, yeah.
Right.
If you've got other stuff, you know, generally I prefer to go with cash.
Yeah,
I would never take a check.
But have you come across people who are basically like fraudsters, I'm going to say?
Funnily enough, yes. I mean, I was selling a computer, a Mac, MacBook Pro, last year. In fact, I might put it back on again because I didn't sell it.
Okay.
Anyway.
So anyone listening to this?
So this is MacBook Pro. Yeah. What happened was this person sent me a message. And they said, oh, I'm really interested in your MacBook, but I'm in Paris. I said, okay, there's no problem, you know. And he said, what I want you to do, I'll give you the address, blah, blah, blah. You take it to the post office. As soon as it's scanned, the QR code is scanned by the post office, you send it to me and I'll pay for it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But once it's in the post office, it's too late.
It's
as if you've
late.
Given the person it.
Oh, wow.
So anyway, I thought about this and I thought about this and I thought about this. And in the end, I decided to do a little internet search with this guy's name and his address. And I found out there was a place called France Arnaque or something like this, which is basically about con men in France, and this guy figured quite highly, and apparently it's a very well-known way of sort of basically, you know, swindling people out of money.
Golly, so you really need your wits about you.
You need your wits and about
as
you,
I,
yeah.
And as I'm
go on feeling, I would say.
Yeah, and as I'm a real newbie to this, I think, but on the whole, you would say that the benefits outweigh the pitfalls.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you've got to be very careful. I'm a little bit too trusting on people, but with this site, you sort of feel it in your water. Mm. You know, you can feel if somebody's really interested. Mm. You know, some people will say, oh, would it be possible to come at this time? And I'll very often try and change it. I'll say, well, no, I'm not going to be there then. Can you come at this time?
Oh, so you're kind of testing them to see if they're keen?
Yeah, if they're really interested, then they will.
You test. Yeah. Oh, I see. Mm. Now, my other question would be about, let's say you're selling something, I'm going to say 100 euros, okay?
Okay.
What that would be. When people come, do they always pay the hundred euros, or do they try to knock you down?
Sometimes they try to knock you down. It's up to you afterwards. And
I mean, are they hard in their kind of negotiating?
Generally, no. They're just chancers. What they try to do, they try to knock a bit off. If you know, I mean, you know pertinently, they're in front of you. They've, you know, travelled, had to park up and whatever, and so it's up to you afterwards. It depends. I will knock a little bit off if I like the person. If I don't like them, I will knock anything off. You know, if it's 100 euros, it's 100 euros. Someone comes along, you know, and they're nice, or they're, you know, they look like, you know, 100 euros means 100 euros. Yeah. But I'll knock a 10% off easily.
Oh, right. So for let's say for the 100 euro item, but they would pay you in cash for this? Or do they have to use this system you talked about earlier?
Well, I mean, you don't
earlier.
Have to use the secure payment thing. Basically, when you're speaking to the people, it's best to tell them that you want it in cash because they need to take it out.
Yeah, because in
100 euros is easy to take out.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
But if it's, you know, going 500, 600 or whatever,
that's more complicated.
Then it's more complicated. They might have to have a couple of days for it, you know.
And also, if they're buying something, let's say a small item, you hand them the item, they hand you the money. So it's above board. It's
absolutely.
It's secure.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be a little bit careful if you're, like, as in your case, a woman on their own. You could also maybe say to somebody, well, I'll give you a meeting in a, you know, cafe in town or whatever, and not let them get to your house.
Yes,
you know?
Yeah, that's right, because I'm thinking, oh my goodness, what am I doing?
Yeah, and then you have to be careful as well, because if, for example, like me, you say to these people, well, okay, I'm not going to be in on Thursday, or I'm not going to be in this weekend or whatever, make sure you haven't given them your address beforehand.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you can never be too careful.
Yeah. So in fact, security is quite a big issue, really.
What I always do, in fact, is we decide on the time, the day and the time, and then I ask them to send me their portable number, and I will send the address by a text message.
Right.
Okay, so they know that you're in, and I've not told them when I'm in. I'm going to be here.
Wow, yeah. I can see you've really got this all organised.
Well, you can be messed.
It's a very good tip, actually.
You've got to be careful because you've been messed about a lot.
Yeah.
You know, if, for example, I just sold something, an article for 80 euros. Somebody came round and they said, oh, I thought it was like brand new. Well, you know, no, it's not. It's second hand, you know. So, yeah, I didn't spend too much time with them. Politely, bye-bye, close the door. 2 minutes later, somebody else messaged me and said, can I come and see it? And so I explained to them, well, it's not brand new. And they said, well, obviously, because you've put it on this site, you know. And they came around, they took it straight away.
Well,
you know?
I am so in awe of this, because I've never sold anything really to complete strangers.
Yeah.
And I feel it's quite a big step to do your first one. But, you know, but they are really great tips. Just before we go, Chris,
I think, I'll just add that I think most people are above board.
Mm.
I think they're straight and they're honest.
Mm.
Most people are.
Mm.
But there will be a small percentage who aren't, and that's where you need to be careful. You know, you just need to make sure that you're on your guard and you don't give away, you know, things like information like, oh, I'm not going to be there for the weekend. Be careful.
Absolutely, absolutely. So just before we go, a few fun facts.
Mm.
Now then, eBay, I think everyone knows kind of eBay.
Yeah, it seems to have lost popularity a little bit.
Yeah, now then, but do you know when it was first created?
It would have been in the maybe 1989.
Oh, 1995.
Oh, right, so that was way out of it.
Yeah, so it was actually quite a recent thing. And the French one we're
recent?
Oh, come on, sorry. For me, it's quite recent.
I 16 years old.
Well, yeah. I mean, but the fact it's so revolutionised how people buy stuff, houses.
It's different to the site we're talking about because it's an auction site.
Oh, eBay. That's true. That's true. You can tell I know nothing because, you're right, I got the right. But the one we're talking about, the one in France, it was, do you know when it was set up?
So 95 for eBay, probably 97.
2006.
Really?
Yeah, and that is recent.
15 years.
That is recent.
15 years.
Yes, and it was set up, do you think it's French? Trick question, everybody. This is a trick question.
I think it is French, but it could be Belgian, I guess.
In fact, it's Swedish.
Oh, really?
And on that note, we will say goodbye, and I will look out for a few items then.
Done.
Okay, bye.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again at english-podcast.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes. And if you have an idea for a podcast or a blog, please get in contact with us through the site at english-podcast.com.